Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
On the Window Nation guest hotline, let's welcome back to the show, Danielle Allentuck. Danielle, good morning. How are you feeling?
Good morning. Good. How are you guys?
Hanging in there, Danielle. Before we get to the trade deadline and all the zaniness that we expect to go around there, how about Kobe Mayo here? In the month of July, 290 plus, couple of bombs, five ribbies, OPS over 1,000, hit that missile last night. As we saw earlier, looked, you know, kind of overmatched at times, seems to have settled in a little bit at first base. Talk about the transformation of Kobe Mayo from a guy who looked like, what the hell is he even doing here, to a guy that might be cemented in this, I don't say the lineup for the rest of the year because Mountcastle's coming back, but you get the point.
Yeah, I mean, I think he probably will be in the lineup every day. Because, you know, I think Ryan Ahern is probably out of here in a couple of days, and they'll need him in the lineup every day. But I think you see a couple of different factors with him. You see him just comfortable up in the big leagues. You know, that's a big part of it. But he's also made a lot of adjustments over the last few months. You know, there was a lot of, I think, pretty justified complaints about him being up here and not playing. But he was using that time to make adjustments in the box. And you're really seeing that play out now on the field.
You mentioned the trade deadline, and Cedric Mullins has been on fire here last few days. Spectacular defensive plays as well. The home runs starting to fly out of the stadium again. I mean, Cedric Mullins drafted, homegrown, hand-chosen replacement basically for Adam Jones way back when. Only 30-30 guy in Orioles history. But is it fair to say, and is it a foregone conclusion, Danielle, that Cedric Mullins' time as an Oriole is coming to an end, and what can you tell us about possible suitors for his services here?
I don't think it's a guarantee he gets traded at the deadline. I think it's definitely a guarantee for last season here. You know, I don't see any chance of them extending him, but I don't know if he has a strong enough market. You know, this is really the best that he's looked since April. He kind of slumped for most of May and June. So I think that, you know, there could be a couple teams out there. You know, Houston could use an outfielder. You know, the Yankees potentially now could need an outfielder if Aaron Judge down. But it just really depends. A team is really just going to need a strong defender and be okay with kind of a streaky bat. So I'm very torn on whether he gets traded a couple of days. I think that he kind of doesn't quite know what to expect of his next couple of days either. I don't think it's a foregone conclusion at all.
What happens with Ramon Laureano all of a sudden, who has become a very, it seems, attractive trade chip, maybe trying to sell him at his highest value, even though there's an option to bring him back next season?
I think if the Orioles can get an offer for him, they'll be gone. I don't think they have any emotional attachment for him. You know, they have outfielders coming up to replace him next year, so I don't think that's a huge concern for them. I think Dylan Beavers will be up here next year, maybe even Enrique Bradfield Jr., So I think if the Orioles get a good deal, he's gone.
Now, in regards to possible guys gone, pitchers in particular, you got Morton today. Eflin wasn't all that great last night, but we know his track record. Sagano was great in the finale over the weekend. Will we see all three of them gone? If one stays, who might it be post-trade deadline?
I think Morton is probably the only one who is gone. I think Eflin, had he not had such an injury riddled season, would have a great trade market and would be gone as well. But I he hasn't looked great in his two starts since he's come back, and he didn't look exactly great before that either. But I think he kind of tanked his trade market there. And I think Cubano is such a wild card. You know, the Orioles, you know, went out partly because not a lot of teams wanted him to begin with. So I can't see his trade value being too high. So I think Eflin and Cubano are still here on Friday, and I think Morton is probably gone within the next day or two.
Danielle Allen Tuck, Baltimore Banner, talking Orioles with her here on Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Batista's pretty much gonzo, as Tony Manzolino told the media yesterday. Dominguez could be on his way out the door as well, assuming he gets traded. Who's the Orioles' closer, Danielle, starting on August the 1st here?
That is a great question. I mean, Andrew Kittredge could be. You know, a lefty closer is not unheard of. I don't know. It could be a good opportunity for some young guys to kind of come up and show. You know, Tyler Wells will be back in probably end of August, early September. He could be a closer. He's got some stuff for it, depending on how he looks when he comes back. But I don't think they'll have a dedicated guy. I also don't think it's quite a foregone conclusion yet that Batista's out for the rest of the year. I think knowing their standing, they'll definitely play it safe for him. But we don't actually know what his diagnosis is yet. They just said he has a lot of inflammation, and they have to wait for it to calm down.
Hey, Danielle, when do you think Masayo Beavers come up? And do you think Kerstad comes back?
I think a lot depends on who is still here on Friday. I think Masayo, they are being so careful with him. I don't think, because of the way that they've been treating him, that he's a guy who comes up because you need a body. You know, he's not in need. I think Beavers could be a guy who comes up because you need a body, give him a chance, why not? Masayo, they see as, you know, in the same category as Jackson Holliday and Gunnar Henderson and those guys, where when he comes up, they want him to succeed. They don't want him to, you know, go through the heartbreak of being optioned and coming back up like Jackson Holliday did. They think Jackson can handle that. They don't think Masayo can. So I think we see him, you know, in end of August, early September, probably only as a DH, but they are being so careful of him, and they do not want him to come up until he's ready. As for Kirk said, I don't quite understand, you know, what is going on with him right now, to be honest. He's not looked great down in Norfolk. I think if they trade up guys, he'll be back up here, because he's a guy you can slot right in who already knows, you know, what to expect. But I don't think that he would be their first choice if they need just like one guy to come back up.
Danielle Allen Tuck covers the Orioles for the Baltimore Banner. Danielle, always appreciate your time here on 105.7 The Fan. I mean, you got a game in like 45 minutes. Get back to work.
Thank you.
There's Danielle Allen Tuck. Everybody, will come back. Trip through the Funhouse. Nolan McGraw, news from the Nats coming up top of the hour. Buy or sell. Where's the Tuesday money? Hopefully you're counting that at 12:15. And then Jeff Blair, Sportsnet 590 in Toronto, talks about the Blue Jays. Why in the hell are they in first place? And why can't they win on the road?
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.